This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Hope burns eternal in Boston.
At the most, I have two more free coffees, and then it's over. I'll have to be buying my own Joe for the next 5 months and 20 days or so.
I think it's pretty good myself, but it's all right. That makes American great. With some friends, and they've
got lots of room. Hey, I was with Howie a few weeks ago.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio. Back in Boston.
And that's so important to me as a city, as mayor, but also to the city of Boston.
It's Howie Carr. Oh, Boston,
you're my home. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Now I know we're back in Boston because we have a room full of VIPs here. Give yourselves a round of applause, guys. And you guys are very fortunate today because we have Todd Berry from Moby Dick's in Wellfleet is going to be in here. They're already cooking up the oysters. I grabbed some myself before I beat you guys to the punch. But they're fantastic oysters. Moby Dick's in Wellfleet, best place to get oysters. He's got key lime pie, lobster rolls, chowder, everything. We're going to have a great time here today. And we will be joined later on by Mike Minogue, the one of the two Republican candidates for governor. He won the convention. He's going to be here from about 4:05 to 4:30 and taking your calls. We'd like to get a lot of calls in, too. I know things have changed, you know, with more people listening to podcasts and streaming. But if you want to ask Mike Minogue a question directly, you can just go to, in 2 hours, 844-500-4242. We're also going to be talking to Susan Crabtree about the latest Secret Service embarrassment. What the hell is going on? Harry Carr? That's what Mr. Garcia would say. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I've been in double trees and I've never seen anything like that happen. With civilians, let alone Secret Service.
What the hell going on?
Maybe Susan Crabtree can enlighten us. All right. 844-500-4242. So the first thing I wanted to get to today, last week, I saw the story in the Wall Street Journal, and I said, man, this is a natural for talk radio, especially the audience of the Howie Carr Show. And it was about the Iranians were threatening to use dolphins against our aircraft carrier. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. Know what you see. So today, the Pentagon, after the attacks yesterday, they had their first press conference since the attacks. And they basically said the ceasefire is still intact and all that. But as soon as they started asking questions, someone had the obvious question. It was about murderous mammals, seagoing terrorists. And Dan Kane, I was surprised, Raisin Kane had not read the story, apparently. Or no, I would have thought, you know, even if you don't read the story, you know, someone would say, hey, General, did you see this thing in the Wall Street Journal? But he hadn't. Anyway, here's what happened when the Daily Wire reporter asked him about it. Cut one.
And then for Secretary Hegseth, are there still concerns about mines in the Strait? And can you kind of clarify these reports of kamikaze dolphins that we've heard about?
I haven't heard the kamikaze dolphin thing. It's like sharks with laser beams, right?
From Austin.
You know, I have one simple request.
And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Kamikaze dolphins. Wow. All right. So, but Secretary Hegseth, he had read the story, so he was ready with a pithy one-liner when he was asked about it. Cut to.
And I can't confirm or deny whether we have kamikaze dolphins, but I can confirm they don't.
What do we have?
Sea bass. Mutated sea bass.
Really? Are they ill-tempered?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a start.
So, you know, this is, they are really down to it, the Iranians, apparently. All they can do is throw a few missiles, short-range missiles at the UAE, you know, who don't seem like their natural enemies. But, I mean, maybe they're not their natural friends, but do you really want to be, you know, sometimes you just have neighbors. You don't really get along with them, but you just leave them alone. You don't fire missiles at them to get them all disturbed, but that's what they're doing with the United Arab Emirates, and then they're bombing some of those Gulf states that are friendlier to them. It's just crazier. Will the VIPs be treated to margaritas for Cinco de Mayo? It is Cinco de Mayo Day, and you know, as you see the cholos celebrating out on the steps, just remember. Your money, your pesos paid for their
have your margarita.
Oh man. So 844-500-4242. Why am I wearing a sweatshirt? It says Moby's on it. That's why I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And Moby's is in here today, so that's why I'm wearing it. 844-500-4242. So Trump had an event with they're going to announce new physical fitness standards. This is an older crowd. Do you remember that during Kennedy's the JFK administration and chicken fat and all that stuff, and they made you do jumping jacks and stuff like that. And they're trying to bring it back. It was never a serious thing at least not where I went to school. And I don't think it's going to be that serious now. But I think one reason they wanted to do it is, Bobby Kennedy's uncle, JFK, is the one who started it. And he was there today, and he was going on and on about what his uncle did. And I could kind of see Trump's eyes were starting to glaze over. He lets his guys have their time, but he didn't really care all that much about it. He'd rather talk with the little kids themselves about what was going on, and which he did. But he, 843 card, do the dolphins speak Persian in that area of the world?
I'm not going to let a few hoop-jumping tuna munchers push me around.
Farsi. Xerxes, the wonder dolphin. He can single-handedly take out the USS Gerald Ford. So Trump was asked about the mosquito squad coming after the American destroyers yesterday, and it didn't end well for him. And so Trump was just doing a little play by play of what happened. That it's pretty funny. Cut three.
You know, they fired them in little boats with pea shooters. You know, the pea shooters, little boat with little. You know why? Because they don't have any boats anymore. Their navy is comprised of, they call them, little boats,
fast,
right?
Boats or little boats.
And they're fast, yeah. They're so fast that they had eight of them, and they're all gone. And they're fast, but they're not fast like a missile. A missile is slightly faster. They're all gone, so they're looking around for little boats to try and compete with our great Navy. We have a Navy that's unbelievable.
Didn't they used to call those boats cigarette boats? I guess you can't say that. Now they call them vaping boats because they get vaporized when they try to go out and take on the American Navy, the U.S. fleet. 844-500-4242. He doesn't seem all that concerned. And you know what? One thing he said, and I think sometimes he's just very truthful, like most politicians aren't truthful. And he said, you know, when we started this, I thought, you know, there's a real upside getting rid of these lunatics that are trying to get a nuclear weapon. He said, but I thought the stock market could be down 25%. He said, I thought the price of a barrel of oil could be up to $200. He said, it's really, so far, you know, it hasn't been nearly as problematic as it might have been. But, you know, he was telling the truth. It's going to be interesting to see Marco Rubio. You know, they're now that Caroline Leavitt's out on her maternity leave, they're gonna have various people filling in, and Rubio is leading off, and Vance is gonna do it, and I guess even Trump is gonna handle it a little bit. That's all. He's batting third, I guess, as well he should. You know, he's the power hitter in the lineup. 844-500-4242-201. Reads the Wall Street. If Raisin Cain doesn't read the Wall Street Journal, it tells you all you need to know. You know, it really does. There's a point to be said for that. You know what I'm thinking of doing is starting to make a daily headline from the Wall Street Journal ripping Trump. I mean, I can't deal with the New York Times, but I'm used to reading the Wall Street Journal before it went left wing, so it's still kind of a habit. So, but every day they're ripping him for something, and there'll probably be a story tomorrow. Okay, they took out eight of those cigarette boats, but they still got 1,000 left. Oh, okay. So what? You know, they mosquitoes. You know, you kill 8 mosquitoes, there's still 1,000 left. They're not going to kill you. You know, they're just going to bother you a little bit every now and then. 844-500-4242. 919 says, we had to do rope climbing and all kinds of crap in gym in the 70s for the presidential fitness test. Oh, I don't remember rope climbing. Oof. Oh, no, that's bad. That's bad. I remember at UNC, they would you had to have two sports. You had to take phys ed the first year, and you had to do two sports every semester. And so they would give you one good sport, like pick up basketball. But if you picked the best sport, like pick up basketball, you had to pick up wrestling. So, you know, it was a real, it was tough. I don't think they have any of these. I don't think they have any requirements, not even stupid phys ed requirements anymore in colleges. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Bottlenose bruises, blowhole burns, flipper prints. This looks like the work of rowdy teens. Lou, cancel the prom.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. And as you know, the president today, when he was with the kids, the little kids in the Oval Office, he was asked about the attacks yesterday on the boats that led to the cigarette boats turning into vapor boats, and he was just saying, well, these are just skirmishes, you know, and it's you know, it doesn't really reach the level, and you know, the thing is, I think that the theory is that the Iranians want to get it going again, so they can like just start firing missiles, you know, indiscriminately and randomly. And that way they'll just shut down everything and they'll try to hit some of the oil production facilities in the Gulf states across the Persian Gulf. And then the price of oil will skyrocket. And so they think there's an upside to getting smashed in the face even further. I mean, they got no teeth left. Their nose is broken. They got black eyes. But they still want to. They still want more because they think that's the only way to win, because it will excite the only allies they have remaining, which is the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. But I repeat myself. So the Americans are just, you know, not responding except to defend ourselves. And so now they're trying to bring in I think that's why they're bombing raining down missiles on the UAE. They're trying to get the UAE all riled up, and then that's the way they're going to start it. So, but, you know, President Trump says they're just going to leave it alone for a while, and then just try to start bringing the ships through. I guess they're bringing like 20 a day, which is a fraction of what it used to be. It was like 150. But I mean, if 20 is a good start, because last week, I think it was five, not even five. So as time goes on, I think the number will increase. And, more and more of the ships come to the U.S., come to Venezuela, and they're getting their oil. And also, as time goes on and they can't pump anything out, their wells begin to, their storage faculties are gone, and they don't have any room to put the oil in, and it backs up. And as we've been told, that this will damage their ability to restart the production post war, and so it's very destructive to them. So what's the poll question, Jared, and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is: Trump said today the U.S. Navy need not respond to quote unquote skirmishes with the Iranian pirates. Do you agree? Yes, no, or not sure?
Yes, I do.
29% of the audience says yes. 54% say no.
Really? They
want to go after them. 17% say they're not sure.
Okay. All right. 844. I think the price would go up further if we started up the war again. I mean, if we can just strangle them, isn't that the best way to go? I think, you know? I don't know. We have a very bellicose audience here. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, H, in this gringo land, every day is Cinco de Mayo to these people. 919, maybe all the Ivy League schools can send their rowing teams to help out the Iranian Navy. Yeah, they have those docking houses or boat houses on both sides of the Charles, right? I mean, there's a lot of potential boats, not ships, but boats for the Iranian Navy, also known as pirates. 844-500-4242. We tried to get this Mark Halperin on the show, but you've probably seen this up in Maine, that Mark Halperin, who's pretty good, he predicted that that Biden would be out before anybody else did, and he's a Democrat, but he's not crazy, and that's why he's not on network anymore. And so he's got his own show, but he was on yesterday, and he was saying that the National Republican Senate Committee has more, that we've seen nothing yet when it comes to Plattner, Nazi tattoo boy. Cut four.
The NRSC says they're going to go so negative on Plattner. I saw one of the spokespeople say he'll have to leave the state. He won't just
he'll
lose the race.
He'll have to leave the state.
He'll have to leave Maine. And they used profanity when they said it.
He'll have to leave the state. I mean, you know, I mean, I hope they're right, but I mean, what else are they going to hit him with? I mean, how much more can they hit him with? He has a Nazi tattoo. He's insulted gays, blacks, the mentally challenged, rural Mainers, Jews. I mean, who's left for him to insult? Is he going to speak in a French accent and talk about how Old Orchard Beach sucks in the summertime? That's about the last thing he's got left to insult people in Maine with. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
609 says, thanks, Howie. Now I can't get the Flipper theme song out of my head.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he.
He's faster than lightning, but is he faster than a missile? That President Trump was talking about this afternoon at the White House. So here's the headline today in the Wall Street Journal. This isn't even as bad as they are often. Trump's new initiative shows the limits of U.S. power in Hormuz. I think it's doing pretty well, isn't it? Even if it succeeds, Project Freedom has little chance of restoring traffic through the strait to its pre-war level. And again, that every day, there's at least one. I'm going to start reading them every day. And there won't be a day that I won't be reading you one. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Good. You know, if they continue to act aggressively, I would just say let's pull up some tankers to Oil Island, Karg Island, and start taking their oil. We'll help them. We'll help store it for them. We'll get tankers over there, start taking their oil and shipping it to America.
Well, don't you think that? I mean, don't you think that could well be the ultimate plan? It's kind of like Venezuela. That's what's going on in Venezuela, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're cutting them in on it, but I mean, it's the same. It's similar situation in Venezuela. They were so busy being communists and screwing everything up that they didn't invest any money in upgrading the infrastructure. They let it go to hell, and it's the exact same thing that the Iranians have done.
That's correct. I'd also say blow up every single cigarette boat they got. Blow everyone up and blow up every freaking missile they have.
Yeah,
they want to use them.
You know, that would
they
seem
want to use them.
That would seem like it would be, you know, just send in just those helicopters and the warthogs and just have them cruising around, and whenever you see one, you just blow one up. It'd be like you ever have one of those bug zappers outside? You know, and you're just having a drink and it's sunset and you're going, bzz, bzz, and you just, it gives you a little bit of happiness when you hear it, you know, and it'd be only instead of mosquitoes, it would be the mosquito boats. Bzz, bzz. And then how long would it be before the Wall Street Journal had a story on the front page? Trump plan blowing up sailors, poor sailors in the Persian Gulf. That's, you know, that's what it would be, right? That's what, I mean, that's, how many stories have you seen like that in the, about the drug boats? 844-500-4242. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. You know, Howie, I was telling your call screener, I'm a baby boomer like yourself, and I'm in a baby boomer coffee clutch every day, a bunch of retirees, and we're all getting by pretty good, thank God. But, you know, I got to tell you, Howard, I'm down here in Westchester. The other day I went and filled up with high test. There's an old term for you.
Yeah.
At $5.89 a gallon, Howie, I almost choked. Now, I'm willing to suck it up. You hear me? I mean, like, I always think about my grandfather. He had a car on blocks for 4 years during a war. That was suffering. I mean,
right.
I'll pay the little bit in the future.
Right. They had rationing stamps. I mean, we thought it was bad in the 70s to have to wait in lines and the odd even days, but it was worse in World War II when they had rationing stamps.
No, absolutely, Howie. And I try and keep it in perspective. But like my buddies and I were 110% with the president. But like even down here and up in New England, man, you know, we're getting hammered with everything, and including 700 to 1,100 $1,100 a month utility bills.
Right. And the one you can't blame the utility bills on Trump under any circumstances. That's all on Cuomo and Hochul.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying it's part of the equation. But, I mean, the gas now, I mean, I just wish Trump would go clean their clock already and just get it over with.
Yeah. I know. I think you just made the best argument for just getting it over with. He's trying to play it cool, and you know he's going to get criticized whatever happens. But I mean, as long as he's not bombing them and everything is falling apart rapidly, and what is it, the rial is their currency? It's $1,800,000 rials to $1. I mean, that's even worse inflation than Joe Biden had going. It's up there with Jimmy Carter. I know. Well, what about Jimmy? You got kids? What are they saying?
Come on.
No, we don't have kids. I mean, you know, we're doing all right. I mean, you know, we can get by and everything in the near term, but it is a pinch, Howie. You know, it starts hitting your wallet every time we're back to the pump. You know, it gives you that PTSD from several years ago under Dementia Joe, that every time you're filling up, it's 80, 90, and 100 bucks. And it's like, hey, dude, you know, I'm all for this war in Iran. I just really wish, Howie, and I know it's wishful thinking, I wish we could pull out of that world oil market, just like, because natural gas is a localized, regionalized market. I wish they would do the same thing with oil.
I know, but, you know, the thing is, again, we going back to the 70s, we're all old enough to realize wage price controls don't work. I mean, you can't do it. And you're right, we got plenty. Think how much worse it would be if we were in a situation like the 70s where we imported 40% of our oil. Now we import we import some oil, but we export it. We're net exporters. And it would be much worse. And I think we just got to do this thing. We got to get it done because you just can't let these people have a nuclear weapon. You can't. And this isn't weapons of mass destruction, you know, where it was phony and they were ginning up the statistics. I mean, these guys were talking. They were telling Witkoff and not Witkoff. Yeah. Witkoff and Kushner, they were telling them that they were like a couple of weeks away. They had enough to build 11 nuclear bombs, and they still won't give it up. So I think we got to finish it off. And it's costing a lot of money, and it's costing us at the gas pumps, but it's not exactly a quagmire. I love the fact that the Democrats are calling it a quagmire. I mean, come on, man. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So, these people have been fired now for saying they wanted President Trump to have been killed in the latest assassination attempt. And I've got a really good cut from this woman who was fired. Now she's saying it was just a joke, and now I have somebody who sent me a letter, and it said, how do you like it now, honey, or something. I'm gonna report him to the authorities. Wait a second, you threatened to kill the president of the United States, and it was a joke. And you're angry you got fired. But this guy sends you a letter, and he puts his return address on it. That's how serious it is. and she's going to report him to the postal inspectors or the FBI or somebody. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I've had more questions than comments lately, but I Google AI occasionally trying to see what's going on in Iran. And there could be, according to them, up to 190,000 IRGC soldiers left. We don't know how bad we've hurt them. And that could mean a lot of house-to-house fighting. It could get really extended. Do you think Trump wants to try to starve them out rather than go
in? I was just going to point out, Frank, if they have no food coming in and they have no electricity and they have no gasoline, You think they're going to be a really fearsome fighting force? I mean, a lot of them have already fled. I mean, have you seen the pictures of them going into what they do is they shave their beards. You got to have a beard if you're in the IRGC. They shave their beards and then they run away into Afghanistan. I don't think they're a really prime fighting force. And I think they buried a lot of them. Not a majority, but there were thousands of them in those quote unquote missile cities that they sealed up. I mean, you talk about that that's got to be a tough way to go. You know, you think it's like being in a submarine when it goes under. I mean, it had to be, and there were thousands of them in those things, in those missile cities, and they're gone. They don't even talk about it because I don't think they want to talk about it. The other thing is too, they have all these soldiers, but for every member of the IRG, say they got 190,000 left, there's 90 million people in that country, and 85 million of them would like to get a rope and lynch these people. I mean, how long was Mussolini was in power for? What, 15 years or something like that? And some of the years were okay, right? And they couldn't lynch those guys fast enough, the partisans. I mean, these guys have been oppressing them just full bore, 100% oppression for almost a half century. I mean, there's going to be a lot of payback. That's why a lot of these mullahs, the guy Tusi Mayar that I listened to, or Mayar Tusi, I should say, that I listened to on YouTube. I just saw him on Fox just now. He talks about how a lot of the mullahs escaped to Canada and UK, because those are those are basically ruined countries at this point when it comes to Muslims. And so they're throwing all their money in there. And that's when Besson talks about Operation Economic Fury, they're tracking the money down. They're cutting off all the lifelines, you know? That's what they're, sometimes you let your enemy have a bridge so he can escape, you know, just to let him go. In this case, I don't think you want to let him go because there'll just be more trouble. You want to keep them locked up and have them face the wrath of the people they've been dumping on for all these years. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
All right, Howie, and boy, we're lucky to have you. People should really know that the federal government, the federal judges are honeycombed with foreign-born leftist judges. A lot of people don't realize that. They're thinking some guy from down the block.
If you listen to my show, you know, because I always look them up when I see somebody with a name that doesn't sound like somebody I went to high school with. I like to look them up and see where they were born. And guess what? Most of them weren't born here. You're right.
Right. And the Pakistani judge, American judge who apologized to Chicken Lake's cold the other day is another example of American hater with a robe in a federal courtroom. And this is disgusting.
And a bow tie on top of everything else. As if you didn't hate him enough, he's wearing a bow tie. I can't figure out where he was born. I've looked everywhere for 24 hours trying to figure out where this guy was born. And it's like, you know, when a politician is arrested and they don't have a party affiliation in the first paragraph, you know, they're Democrats. If you can't find out where somebody was born and they're you know, basically coddling terrorists or assassins, you got to figure, you know, Islamabad, Karachi. Maybe someplace like that. Sounds thanks. Good. Thanks for the call, George. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Watch the show live.
Soundwave Dispatch Rumble.
At rumble.com/ The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble activate.
Howie Carr is back.
.413 says, I don't understand why we have all these foreign-born judges. Do we have a shortage of native-born lawyers? You know what it's about. DEI. That's all it is. It's like the judge in Rhode Island that we were talking about last week that got all bent out of shape because she let the murderer go, the Dominican illegal alien murderer go. And then she said, no one told me that he was a Dominican illegal alien murderer. She's a lesbian, right? She's a black lesbian, okay? But they have another one. I think her name is Anna Reyes. She's down in the Beltway area. She's a lesbian, but she was born in Ecuador or someplace. So that trumps. That's even more woke than being a black lesbian. So she's more likely to be elevated to the appeals court or the Supreme Court if, God forbid, the Democrats ever got in. Because they're all woke, super woke. And then the ones that are like Americans, like this guy Murphy from Worcester. I mean, he's a white male. He's married to a woman, a hack who works for Mara Healey. So he has connections, if you know, considering he's a heterosexual. But he has to be more radical than the foreign-born lesbians, just so they won't come after him, you know. 844-500-4242. 508 says environmental disaster is the biggest concern in the Straits of Hormuz. If the Iranians decide to blow up a couple of oil tankers, it will create global chaos for a long, long time. It would take one guy with an RPG. I'm not sure an RPG could take out. I don't think an RPG could take out a big oil tanker. But you know, all they need is an oil spill. Can you imagine? Look at on the beaches. A kamikaze dolphin is gasping for breath. Xerxes is and Cyrus, the gay kamikaze dolphins named after the great emperors of the Persian Empire, they're dying because of the American war, just to prevent.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
He would be blamed. He would be blamed for dead dolphins, dead porpoises in the Persian Gulf. Do they? Well, they must have them. If they have kamikaze dolphins, they must have them, right? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
No, Howie, I called Brian Shortsleeve, and I asked him why. Why would he run for governor of Massachusetts when... You know, I mean, what, 40% of the vote in Massachusetts? I mean, there is a representation of Republicans in Massachusetts, but why would you run for governor when you know that you've got lunatics that, you know, they get in a car accident with an illegal alien that has no license and no insurance, and they don't want to call the police to get him in trouble?
I know. Well, you know, the thing is, David, I mean, Republicans have won. I mean, Republicans with an asterisk. If you can consider Charlie Parker a Republican, which I guess is a debate point if you wanted to do it. But he had the R after his name, and he was elected twice, very, very narrowly in 2014 and then by a greater margin in 2018. And, you know, Mitt Romney was elected governor. Cellucci was elected governor. Bill Weld. So, I mean, people can get elected. Republicans can get elected. Rhino Republicans can get elected. It's difficult, though. It's the same. Massachusetts got the same problem as New York, as Illinois. I mean, a lot of the people who used to vote Republican have moved away, not just died. People in both parties die, but the Republicans tend to move away because they don't want to have to pay for all this nonsense that's going on. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.